up. Pick it up. Did you know we're about to stand stuff? No nonsense now, cause I was about to send this man some honest answers.
Kay.
Cause he seemed to have a lot of mental promise. Spent the damn a fucking lagging correspondence. Better when I've just gotten these letters, even though his writing meant just sending lots of them. But then the dots connected, cause this the same psycho guy who rented this girl and himself, as well as the unborn child in Denver. Three people died, Paul, cause I didn't respond on time. God damn it.
Listen, Mars, it's why I held on to them.
Say what now?
Yeah, I wanted to save you from the guilt of something you and no control over. These arrive 3 days after Stanwell posted, so you don't deserve to beat yourself up. It's a total force majeure.
The fuck you said, Rosa Burt? You shouldn't have kept it from me. That's a shitty act, dude. You think of me as a pussy kitty cat loser who couldn't really handle this shit like some burly ditzy damsel.
Shit, I'm sorry, Em. I was just worried, really. Can you forgive me?
Just give me his brother's email. The kid's life certainly is in shambles. So work for me when I tell you it's courtesy to be helpful.
Okay, what's his name?
His name was... it was Matthew.
Apologies to you. I'm so sorry for your loss, and this is not an excuse, but I got so many thoughts that I just knock an intrusive, like had I just gotten your brother's envelope sooner, I might have, I don't know, but it stopped it all. Send a small army of psychologists right to his daughter, going strong, arming the warped mindset. He talked or just gotten back to him and write dialogues that might have stalled. Okay, probably a problems pile up in spite of it all, but these what ifs, man, they all the shit. It's wishful thinking that that's all it is. Nothing can change it now, it's all a miss. Fuck, I'm so appalled to this. How could one's love for another become such a fucking horror flick? See, your brother was so astonished, so sonic for something so small that is puzzling. He talked about wanting to call his daughter Bonnie. So heartwarming, didn't do what he did. Meanwhile, you're in the middle getting caught in it. Sorry, I don't mean a bit of cuss, a piece of talkative. I just wanna help, so I thought I'd offer it. So hit me up just to talk. My best regards, this is Marshall. The mighty superb writing of yours really had me caught by surprise. Highly gifted and scientific, man, it's awesome. Meanwhile, I had to go to the ninth grade, tumble over three times and not even finish. Imagine that, eh? Now I'm happy to say that we will take care of your college tuition once you're at the age to apply. Cause you deserve nothing less than this per your request. Yes, I'd be the happiest to oblige. And if your grandma or someone climb, I'll have you both blown out of Motown. My stomping grounds, you know now. Till they pick you up at the hotel in the baddest Cadillac and just drive. Just kick it back and we'll chat, laugh, perhaps rap. Just having a damn good time. A perfect birthday wish. And I'm pretty sure that if Stanley was still alive, he'd be damn proud. So keep it cool and see you soon. Yours truly, Marshall.
Mr. Mathers, we're at the hotel.
It's good, little bite. Ah, it's fucking weather, man.
Right?
Who's this? It's Paul again. What up, Paul?
Hey, Em, you got your laptop, Maya?
Yeah.
We got an email from Matthew's mother.
Okay.
Please read it before you pick up Matthew Marshall.
Okay. Dear Eminem, this is Fiona Mitchell. I'll get right on to it. As you probably know, Matthew isn't like other kids. He's been diagnosed as high functioning. But some time ago, while I was rummaging through his closet, I uncovered this shoddy hole hidden under a box of clothes. But in there was a bunch of old envelopes, and all of them unopened. But knowing his brother's shop is closed, I knew there were Stan's. So I confront him, then the plot unfolds. He said whenever Stan got drunk, he'd cry and moan. Rounds, then just find his phone and call me. He made a promise now, if he doesn't write back, I may just off myself and tape it while I let my idol know that he was the main cause of that. That way I'll be set inside his dome for always, knowing he could have stopped it. So Matthew saw this as his one shot for you and him to become amigos. So he started to swap the envelopes. Impossible, I thought, but not Nicole. She must have been on to something, but Matthew is smart. Just pick the file and know this for Stan's last phone call on the night he broke.
What the? Okay, let's see.
It's late, Matthew, what is it?
I know, I know. I just wanna say I really love you, bro. And it's really fucking cool that Nicole and the co-worker always pick me up.
Yeah, yeah, I love you too. Wait, what? A co-worker?
Yeah, he's a really funny dude. And I met him just before. Belly was as big as a balloon.
What the fuck? She doesn't have a co-worker.
I'm sorry, bro, what did I just do?
Nothing, Matthew, but I gotta go. I guess tonight's the night. I just always thought it'd be on my own. Oh well.
Oh my god, did he just...
Eminem.
So Stan wasn't... It was you.